I like to think that I was tricked by Satan. You know, if I'm honest with myself, every sin that I committed, I did by my own free will. Nobody tricked me into anything. Even if I say I believed a lie, I was anxious to believe it. Listen to what happened in Genesis, the 3rd chapter and the 9th verse. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where are you? And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree whereof I commanded you that you should not eat? And the man said, The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate. And the Lord God said to the woman, What is it that you have done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, or deceived me, and I did eat. You see, we don't want to take responsibility for anything. The first thing we have to take responsibility for is being so anxious to believe a lie. Eve was anxious to believe the lie of the serpent, and she blamed the serpent. Nobody wants to take responsibility for their own decisions. It's always somebody else's fault. As Adam says, it's my wife that you gave me. She gave it to me. I mean, it's not really my fault. Eve said, why, the serpent tricked me, and it's not really my fault. I ate of it. But God would have none of that. And he brought judgment not only upon them, but upon the whole human race that was to follow. Oh, friends, let's follow the Creator. Let us conform to Him, and by the grace of Jesus Christ, believe and receive His Spirit. Let's pray. Father in heaven, today, help me to take responsibility for my own decisions, for my own sin, and know that the cure for sin is in the grace of Jesus Christ in His cross. He paid the penalty for all the bad mistakes I've made if I will but repent and believe and begin walking with God in Jesus Christ. Amen.